Let's go!
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Noel Lazenby. Whoa, what a great surname. In Athy in County Kildare is going to do the waffle competition. She's got Dara, Neil and Emer helping her this morning. And she's only doing it because she heard me saying the word doable. Well, hopefully it works out for you. Noel, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. So that's an unusual surname, isn't it?
It is.
Lazenby.
It is, yeah.
The only other Lazenby I've ever heard of was the guy who played James Bond once, George Lazenby.
Well, that's a George.
Yeah, that's a George. You're a Noel. Okay, that's different.
Yeah, I'm Noel.
Okay, and he's not a long-distance cousin or granddad.
No,
or
we're
anything.
Often asked, but we haven't tracked him down yet.
You haven't tracked him down, okay. Very good. Well, Noel, listen, best of luck on this. Dara, Neil and Emer are going to help you out.
What Ian, kind of I'm depending on doable now.
Well, yeah, okay, no, don't you worry. Don't you worry. It is doable. It just depends on whether you've got the doings to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Dara, Neil and Emer, what kind of age group would they be now?
So Dara is 16.
Oh, right.
Friday.
That's good. Oh, so on Friday?
16 on Friday.
Yay!
Yay, happy birthday,
very
Dara.
Very good. Neil and Emer, are they younger?
Neil is 14 next month, right. And Emer is just turned 11.
This is getting more doable as we go on, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? More doable?
So I they can shout at you, but we need you. We need to hear your voice saying the words, okay?
Okay.
So listen, best of luck. So are they all organised? They're ready to go?
They're ready to go on fire here,
okay,
yeah.
Right, okay. Well, listen, best of luck to you, Noel. I've got my fingers crossed literally for you right now, so I want to wish you the very best of luck.
Right.
Okay? Deep breath, clear the brain. You're about to be given the topic for today, and I want to wish you the very best of luck.
Today's waffle topic is
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Hermione, Harry Potter, wizard. Hogwarts, Dumbledore, Snape, Platform 9 3/4, UK film, J.K. Rowling, written in Edinburgh.
One to go.
Dudley, Petunia, The Crosses Under the Stairs, what's the name of it? Hagrid, the Owl. Hedwig, come on. Ron Weasley.
Okay, you're finished. You're gone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm hearing right. Toby. Toby's joining in there.
Was that a dog?
Yeah, that's Toby. Toby likes to join in.
Toby was saying, there's something going on here. I want to be part of it. This is great crack. FOMO. So we had Wizard. We had Hogwarts. We had Hermione. We had J.K. Rowling. The only thing you didn't mention was Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh,
for
no!
God's sake!
Noel,
I'm so sorry. Dara, Neil, Emer, but listen, happy birthday, Dara, on Friday. One, Toby.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Cheers. Thanks, a million. New York, was it last night?
It was indeed. Yeah, the 40th
MTV
VMAs.
Video Music Awards. My God, so video didn't kill the radio stars.
Correct. No, yeah, and the big winner on the night was, of course, Miss Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So she took home 7 awards, including the big ones, Artist of the Year and Video of the Year.
Was she there?
She was there, for her collaboration with Post Malone on Fortnite. That won 5 of her 7 awards. She now has 30 of those in total and has overtaken Beyonce as the event's biggest winner to date.
Right.
Eminem opened the awards with a performance that apparently re-established him as the GOAT. And he also took home the Best Hip Hop Award for his comeback hit, Houdini.
Okay.
You were talking about Chappell Roan earlier on. She performed Good Luck Babe on stage. And she also won Best New Artist after an amazing couple of months she's
very
had.
Very good, yeah, she has.
She really has. Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter's massive hit, Espresso, was chosen as Song of the Year. She also performed at the show and she kissed an alien on stage, which has got people talking. It wasn't Barry Keoghan, just an alien in a mask.
Right.
Benson Boone won the award for Best Alternative. And he also performed. And to be honest with you now, I was pleasantly surprised with Benson Boone's stage presence. Yes.
Okay.
I underestimated him.
Right.
He was wearing
it because of the music he does?
I don't know. Yeah. I thought he'd be a bit more standing there with a guitar. But in fairness, he was wearing a glittery suit. And do you know what he did? He stood up on his piano and he did a big backflip off it. And I thought, you know what? Good man, Benson. And Katy Perry was awarded the Vanguard Award, which is essentially the Lifetime Achievement Award to recognise her contribution to pop music. And when she accepted the award, she explained her secret to sticking around for so long.
I've heard a lot of do this, don't say that, wear less, wear more now. Hey, don't cut your hair. One of the biggest reasons I'm standing here right now is I learned how to block out all the noise that every single artist in this industry has to constantly fight against, especially women. I just want to say with my whole heart, do whatever it takes to stay true to yourself and true to your art. Turn off social media. Safeguard your mental health. Pause. Touch grass.
Touch grass. If you need to know
touch
what
grass.
To do, just touch the grass.
Okay, is there any grass around here? Well, remember, we used to have grass upstairs.
Fake grass. Does that count?
We've got Declan Walsh in Cork. It's going to go at Who's Had Their Breakfast. We do it at the end of the week, and it's basically, you know, some of the stories that have made it into the news that we've been talking about during the week or whatever. And Declan's going to see if he can remember some of the details, the finer details. He is on his way. Hi, Declan. How's it going? Are you well?
Hi, Ian. Yeah, good. Yourself?
Ah, grand. Thank you very much. You're on your way to Boston Scientific.
That's it, yeah, on the Varatina project, yeah. So anyone listening there, good morning to them.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. And where is that based, Boston Scientific?
So it's Model Farm Road in Cork City.
Ah, yes, very good, very good. Okay, Declan, you sound like a very intelligent person, so...
we'll see.
We'll see how you get on. And you know, you're playing for the bowl here, our shiny breakfast
show. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Everything crossed. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you have all the support of all your family, and they all want you to do this. This is like the Olympics all over again. Declan, here's your first question. Which world-famous pop star took home 7 awards at the 40th MTV VMAs in New York just on Wednesday night?
Bruce, that's a good question. I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is your answer. Let me see. Yay! Well done, Declan. Very good.
One down.
Okay, one down. One down and 4 possible answers to this question. I will accept any one of them, okay?
Okay.
So, on Post have chosen to commemorate 4 Irish musicians with special stamps in their honour. Can you name any of the 4 musicians? We just need one of them for a... correct point.
We try Sinead O'Connor.
Is the right answer. Yay! We also had Shane McGowan in there, Christy Dignam and Seamus Begley. So you went for Sinead. Good on you. Okay, that's 2 down.
2 down. 2
one
down.
To,
one
go.
To go.
Okay. Right. In another competition we're doing this week, actually, this is the point where you'd have to sing, but I can assure you, you don't have to sing.
Oh, well.
I was looking forward to that, to you. Okay, now, this is closer to home because Apple are based in Cork, aren't they? Apple were ordered to repay a substantial sum of unpaid taxes to Ireland this week. Ireland, the government, etc., are being very reluctant about actually taking it, but they have to now. So what's the final figure? Is it 13 million? With an M, 130 million with an M, or 13 billion with a B?
I think it's your annual salary, 13 billion, I think, Ian, is it?
You're absolutely wrong about the second bit there, but right about the 13 billion. Wow, you've
brilliant.
Done it, Declan.
That's great.
You'll be going into Boston Scientific with a spring in your step now, Declan.
Oh, yeah. It's great to talk to you. I've been kind of watching and listening to you for quite a long time. So it's actually great to talk to you.
You too. Declan, thank you very much.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Today marks the end of our second week of Ireland's Smartest Surname, a competition in September on The Breakfast Show where the surnames across the country battle it out to be crowned all Ireland champions. It's a matter of pride. Every day we're going to pick 3 listeners who share the same surname and they will work together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. The 3 winning team members with the highest score at the end of the month will win an amazing prize, which is a 4-night family stay for each listener in a self-catering lodge. You can bring 5 people with you as well. And there's going to be 2 dinners laid on as well. Photo Island adventure experience as well. So it's all in there. PhotoIsland.ie if you want to check it out. Can anybody beat the Burns? That is the question. They are 1 week on top of the leaderboard with a great score of 10. Our latest surname to challenge them. And remember, there's still time for all the different surnames around the country to enter this competition. Stay tuned to The Breakfast Show for more. It's the Walshes today. So we got Pat Walsh on the line in Limerick. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. And listen, best of luck with this. I hope it goes well for you. Did you have a good night's sleep last night, Pat, yeah?
Oh, great, nice. Ready for this, Ian.
Ready for this, okay. Good for you. I heard you're very good at these things, Pat. That's the word. That's the word around Limerick, anyway. Okay, we got Mark Walsh as well in Laois. Hi, Mark.
How's going, Ian?
Very good, thank you very much. Everything all right in Laois?
Yeah, everything's grand, yeah.
And listen, they don't call, in Laois, they don't say Welsh instead of Walsh, do they?
No, it's Walsh.
Walsh, yeah. So, yeah. And Limerick is Walsh as well. But we've got Killian Welsh, I think, on the line. Because Killian, in Waterford and Kilkenny, it's the Welshes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Morning, Ian. How are you?
Morning. Hi, how are you? Are you well?
Good, good. Yeah. I am.
And well. Do people, when you meet people in other counties down, do they say, ah, here's Mr. Walsh now? And you're saying, oh, it's Welsh, yeah.
Down around Cork and stuff, yeah, they say Welsh, but where I'm from originally, Tipperary, it's Welsh,
Oh, Welsh and Tipperary as well.
Yeah,
interesting,
yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, listen, I'm just going to explain to you all there. You're very welcome. You've got 90 seconds on the clock. I have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, just say pass to cut down on time. I'm going to start with you, Pat, and then we're going to go to Mark, and then we're going to get to Killian, and then we go back around to Pat and Mark and Killian. Keep going round and round and round until the clock ends, okay? If it's not your question, you cannot help either of your teammates with their questions, and all answers must be given before the clock ends. Okay, so time for the final team talk before the clock starts, before the pressure begins, and before we bring on question number one. Do you want to just say hello to each other and, you know, get each other going?
Good luck.
All right, best luck. All right, lads.
Well, you see, sounds like the job is done there. The job is done. We're ready to go. Okay, Pat, you're going to get the first question, and I am ready to go as well. All three of you representing the Walshes of Ireland. Your time starts now.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Pat, which Hollywood actor plays the role of Deadpool?
Pat.
Mark, in what battery-operated games do players have to remove organs from a human body?
Operation.
Killian, what country won this year's Eurovision?
Pat,
KY are the initials for which county on an Irish car registration plate?
Kerry.
Mark, Anna Wintour is the editor of which high-end fashion magazine?
Pat.
Killian, Cleveland is the city in which US state?
Ohio.
Pat, my lover's got humour, she's the giggle at a funeral are the opening lines from what Irish song?
Pat.
Mark, who voiced Woody in Toy Story?
I'm Hank.
Killian, what nationality is the Manchester United manager?
Dutch.
Pat, who was the first president of Ireland?
Eamon de Valera.
Mark, in the context of email, what does CC stand for?
Pat.
Killian, what part of the atom has no electric charge?
Pat.
Pat, which show is the highest grossing production on Broadway ever?
Pass.
Mark, what county is actor Saoirse Ronan from?
Carlo.
Killian, what colour is the letter L in the Google logo? Take a guess.
Green.
Is the right answer. Very good. We're out of time. Okay, right. Interesting. Shauna, good morning.
Well, Ian, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Thank you.
The Walshes certainly did their surname proud with that performance, but was it enough to beat the Burns? Well, let's have a look at some of the wrong answers first. So Ryan Reynolds is the actor that plays Deadpool. Yeah. Switzerland won this year's Eurovision contest. Vogue is the magazine that Anna Wintour edits. Let me see. Douglas Hyde was the first president of Ireland. CC stands for carbon copy on an email. The neutron is the part of the atom that has no electric charge. The Lion King was the highest grossing production on Broadway ever. Yeah. Now, that brings us to the important part, the score.
Okay, the score for the Walshes.
The scores have been counted and verified.
Yes.
And I can reveal that the Walshes scored 7. Which means the Burns are in top still.
Still for the weekend and all. Oh. You had a go. Thank you, lads. Thank you very much, Killian, Pat,
you.
Mark.
Thank
cheers.
You.
Good luck. Good luck. The one about the giggle at the funeral. You
sorry.
Never,
yeah, Hosier.
Hosier. Take me to church. That's the one. Very good. Thank you very much, Shauna. Have a great weekend.
Ireland's smartest surname on Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.